All right. Part two. So PAX 10. PAX 10.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
If we run out of time, we're done. So, okay. So that was PAX. Let's talk about, like, generally the PAX 10, because I think we can sort of gloss over a lot of them.
Yeah, PAX 10. First of all, I'm a little bit disappointed in the location of the PAX 10.
I mean, it's never been a busy booth. Regardless of location, it's never been, like, I've always been able to walk up to the PAX 10 booth and play games within a few minutes.
Yeah, that's not the point that I'm in contention with, though.
No, not at all, but I'm just saying that, you know, the location has not necessarily affected the traffic.
Yeah.
It's just maybe affected the like, mind share of people just walking by.
Yeah, and it's...
Like, I'm on Steam... I see a name, I go, oh, didn't I see that somewhere at PAX?
You know,
that I think it does have an effect on that.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like with this year they're much less showcasing the PAX 10 as they are, it's just there. Because I mean, they literally put it in the back of the annex that is actually kind of hard to find.
I mean, yes, but to be fair, Minecraft is right next to it.
That's true. But, yeah. Okay. Sure. For context, I guess they put a whole bunch of, like, indie games and stuff like that on the sixth floor, kind of like an annex. So, like, that also served for, like, kind of a more, like, local retail shop area. I'm going to close this. And, PAX 10, start off, Antichamber.
Antichamber.
Which, I mean, you know, we should just do a thing on Antichamber so we have more time to talk about it.
Let's gloss over the games we didn't see terribly much of first. So, I played Snapshot. Snapshot was pretty cool. It has this camera mechanic where you can pick objects, like you take photos of objects and it takes them out of the world. It's a 2D puzzle platformer. I should start with that.
Yeah.
You take objects out of the world and then dump them back in when you want. And like, there's some cool things, like when you dump them back in, it preserves momentum, and there's a bunch of puzzle mechanics around that. Then you have, so there's Atom Zombie Smasher. Unfortunately, I didn't actually, like, get to play with it. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that tomorrow.
But... I have Atom Zombie Smasher, actually.
Is it out?
Yeah, it's actually on Steam right now.
Okay.
I actually purchased the Humble Indie Bundle a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they put in halfway through the thing to, I guess, entice customers and... do that is they included a free copy of Atom Zombie Smasher. So.
All right, so we don't have to talk about that because it's out.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Go buy the Humble. That's over, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's over. Sorry.
Anyway,
guys.
So there's a narrative looking game. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, there's.
We're digging up a list.
Word Fighter.
I was gonna do Word Fighter in its own thing.
Okay.
Because Word Fighter is amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Fez is apparently part of the PAX 10, but I don't think they actually have a booth there.
Yeah, they have, like, one thing. They have, like...
Did they? Okay, yeah. They also had another booth elsewhere. It's a 2D puzzle platformer. And it's got this mechanic where you can rotate the world. A lot's been written about it because it's been developed for a long time, so... I don't know what we can really say about it. That'd be interesting. The Splatters, didn't play it.
Yeah, I didn't play that one either.
2D puzzle game, not a platformer. You have these blobs, and you have a bunch of goo, and the goo will explode when you coat them with the blobs. It's a really weird game to grok. I have no idea how fun it is once you grok
it. I never use the word grok, so I don't know what that means.
What else we got here?
We have
Vanessa St. Pierre, Delacroix and Her Nightmare. I did not actually see that.
Jamestown is out.
Go buy it.
It's a bullet hell shooter.
It's a bullet hell
shooter. It's a steampunk bullet hell shooter. So it's $10.
A Flipping Good Time is a gravity based platform game.